We begin the current daf, Masechta Bava Basra, daf Chav Beis. Begin 11 lines down from the top of the Amud. But the Gemara continues with a discussion, a few incidents, relating to the topic from the previous daf. And that is, the Gemara concluded that according to everybody, if someone lives in a different town, if he wants to go and sell his wares in another town, that the people from that city could stop him. If there's someone that already has that profession, and then this guy's going to come and bring in the competition and take away business from that person from the other city could stop him from coming. Now, however, the Gemara cites some incidents that have an exception to this rule. The Gemara says, Hani dikuloi. There were those who either means that they would sell baskets, or some say it means that they would sell vats. The Aisu dikuloi labavu, that they brought their wares to sell in bavu. So asa b'nei masa, komakvi alavai. So as the halacha, as we said in the previous daf, so the members of that city came to stop them because we already sell baskets here. What are you coming here? You're going to take away from our parnasa, from our livelihood. So asli kamei de Ravina, they came in front of the Rav to Ravina. So Amalahu, he said to them, wait a second. Today was a market day. Now, there are many people that me'alma asu, that are not people just from this city, that they came from all other places to come purchase from the marketplace that happened to be in this city. Now, therefore he said that the members of the city cannot stop those other people coming from outside the city from selling their wares and to sell it to those who gathered for the market day. Because ula'alma lezavnu, let them sell it for people that are from other places in the world who came here today for the market. Now then that qualifies Ravina v'hanemila b'yemid shuka. Now this exemption only applies on the market day. Abalo yemid shuka loy, but if it's not a market day, then not. You can't say you're selling it to other people. If it's not a market day that we don't have such an influx of people from outside, then the people of the city could stop people from another city from selling their wares. But today is a market day. Now, moreover, he qualifies, we also didn't say this allowance of allowing people from other cities to come in when there's a big event, the market day, where people are coming from all over that they can sell their stuff. That's only to sell it in the market where there's so many other people there in the market from other places. But to go around to people's houses in this town, once they're here and getting that they're not allowed, or that the people from this city could stop them from coming and selling to house for people from this city. Another story with an exemption to it. Hanu amirai. There were those who sold wool. The aisu amara lepumnara. That they brought the wool to sell in Pumnara. Now asu b'nei masa komakvi levai. So the people from that city stopped them and said, hey, that's the halacha we mentioned in previous stuff. People from one city could stop people from another city from coming to sell their stuff. So also coming to Rav Kahana, they came in front of Rav Kahana. Amalahu, so Rav Kahana said to them, dinuhu demakva laichu. Yes, the law is that they could stop you because you're from a different city. And you're taking away from their parnasa. So Amru Loi, so they said to Rav Kahana, but Islan Asher Roy. The reason why we're here in this city is because we sold to people on credit. Now we're coming here, it's going to take us some time till we collect all the debts that are owed to us. And if we're not going to be allowed to sell from our merchandise that we brought with us, how are we going to survive here? We're going to be here for a few weeks to collect our debts. If we can't sell, we have no money to be able to support ourselves. Some of the Rav Kahana said to them, okay, zilu zavnu shir chayusaychu. So you could go ahead and sell from your wool the amount that you need to provide for yourself. Adakrisa ashroy ditchu, until you go ahead and collect the debt that's owed to you from those who you had sold on credit. Vazliso, and then go ahead and leave. But you're right, for what's necessary for you to survive, that you're allowed to sell even though you're from a different town. Another incident the Gemara brings that Rav Dima ben Arda, Aisi Gregris Besvina. He brought dried figs on a ship. No, when he was coming to a certain town. So Amali Resh Galusa LaRava, so the Resh Galusa, the head of all those people in exile, said to Rava, Pukhazi Itzuvim Rabbanhu, go out and check to see if he's a Talmudic scholar. Then Nokat Leshuka, then what we'll do is we'll announce that no one else is allowed to sell dried figs in the marketplace except for him. That's what they would do for Talmud Chacham, so that he could sell and go ahead and move on and go back to his learning. So check, see if this person is a Talmud Chacham, then we'll hold up the marketplace for him. So Amalei Rava L'Ravad Bar Abba, so Rava, who had this mission from the Resh Galusa, said to Ravad Bar Abba, who he was sending to do the actual legwork, says, Puk tohi le b'kan kene. Go out and check out his keg. In other words, smell his keg if he's wine or if he's vinegar. In other words, inspect him with halachas to see if he's a Talmudic scholar or not. Because as Rashi explains, the aroma of the wine, when you smell it, if it's good or not, is called tahi, as the Gemara brings in other places. So he said, tohi b'kankan, go smell, see if he's really Talmud Chacham or not. So Nafak Ozel, he went out and he went to Ravad Bar Abba. He went to inspect Rav Dimi from Narda, and by him he asked him the following question. Pil shebala kfifa mitzvahs. An elephant that swallows a woven basket from willow branches. Vikia derech besa rei. So now that's a basket, which is makabel tumah. But it swallowed it, and now it excreted it from its body through the anus, through where it relieves itself. Now, what's the halacha? What's the question? Do we consider this as if it's digested it because it went through the whole elephant system, and therefore it's like clay glolem, like utensils that are made out of animal dung, which are not makabel tumah anymore? Or do we say that it's still a basket, it just went through a system, and it's still going to be makabel tumah? So lo have a biyade. So Rav Dimi Nadad didn't have the answer to the question. So Malais Rav Dimi, after he was asked this question, said back to Rav Ada, Marni Rava, or is the master Rava? Are you the famous Rava? Because he had heard about Rava, that he was the great sage from this city, and he thought that this was him. He asked him a question, a very complex question, he didn't have the answer. He asked him back, so are you the great Rava? So Tafach Le Bisandoli. So Rav Ada Bar Adva, he took his stick and tapped him on his shoe in like a jesting type of a manner, like to someone that's not so chashav, someone that's not so distinguished. And normally he said to him, Bein di dila Rava ikatuvah. Between me and Rava, there's a large distance. Miu al karchach an Rava. But one thing that we see is that I am your master, because I asked you a question you couldn't answer. V'Rava Rabba de Rabach. And Rava is the teacher of your teacher, because he's my teacher, so I'm not Rava yet, but definitely I'm greater than you. So Loinokta Leishuka, he didn't hold up the market for him because he saw he wasn't such a great Tamachachim. And Pasid Gregor's today, because of that, his dried figs got ruined because he wasn't able to sell it, and it got ruined before he was able to sell it. So Asla came to Rabbi Yosef, so Reb Dimi from their dog came in front of Rabbi Yosef to complain. Omalei said, Chazimar, my Avdulei, see the master, what they did to me, that they didn't allow me to go ahead and sell my wares, even though it was a Tamachachim, his stuff got ruined. So Amalei, Rabbi Yisrael said to him, Mandaloi Shoye, reference to Hashem, he who did not delay from punishing and exacting retribution, Lu'unisa, to the affliction of the humiliation, the Malka de Edom, for the king of Edom, and that's in spite of the fact that he was an Edomi, Lo'inash Hayo Lo'unayosach, he will not delay for exacting retribution and revenge for your embarrassment. So say, like it says the Pasuk in Amos, Koyama Hashem, so says Hashem, Ashleisha pishe mayev, for the three negligences of mayev, that I could tolerate. But v'alarba lo yashiven, but for the fourth one I will not turn away. Al sarfu atzmis melech edom lasid, that they burnt the bones of the king of Edom into lime, and because of the denigration that he had to go through, Hashem said, I'm not going to tolerate that, and he punished them for what they did to the bones of Edom. So says Rav Yosef, all the more so you, who are your great Talmud Chacham, Hashem's not going to delay in his punishment for the one that did that to you. Says the Gemara, Nachnav Shed Rav Ada Bar Abba, Rav Ada Bar Abba, who was the one that caused him not being able to sell his dried figs, he passed away. So the Gemara tells Rav Yosef, he says, Ano Anishte, I caused the punishment of Rav Ada, because I cursed him. I was the one who said that Hashem is not going to delay in punishing it. Rav Dimi min Ardama, Rav Dimi, he was the one that started the whole story that he wanted to sell his dried figs. He says, Ano Anishte. He says, I punished him to Afsid Gregor's Tadi because he caused the loss of my dried figs, which started this whole narrative, this whole incident. Now, as Tosis points out, that each one was lamenting that he was the cause of Rav Ada's death, because as the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, Avkof Mem Tesem Beis, whoever was the cause of his friend's death, they don't bring him within the partition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like it says, the Pasuk in Mishle Yudzayin, Gam Einish LeTzadik LeTev, it's not good for a tzadik having caused punishment, rather it's considered Ra. And the Pasuk in Tehillim, Hey, says Leigur Ra, that bad cannot dwell with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So they're all lamenting that they had caused his death. Abaya Amar, he says, No Anishti. He says, I caused the death of Rav Ada Bar Abba. Because the Amalul Rabbanan, Rav Ada Bar Abba used to tell his students, Ad-megamrisu garmi be'abaya. Instead of chewing bones in the house of Abaya, in other words, that you're eating and you're not getting satiated, su ochlu bisra shmeina be'rava, go and eat fatty meat in the house of Rava. In other words, go and learn clear and expansive halachas by Rava, you'll be more satiated. And therefore Abaye says it must have been a grudge that he held against Rav Ada that caused him to die. Now the Rava Ami says, Ano Anishte, he says, I caused his death. T'chiyav ozle be'tavcha le'mishkel umtze, because when Rav Ada used to go to the butcher to buy a piece of meat,
Amlu l'tabachi, he would tell the butcher, Ano shekil nebisra mekmesha moedi Rav. He says, I'm going to buy the meat before the attendant of Rav. Meaning Rav had sent his agent to go buy meat, and Rav Adu was next online. He says, no, I go first. Ano difni minei, because I'm greater than him. And Rav held that it was a front, that he held a grudge, and therefore that must have caused the death of Rav Adu. Rav Nachma Yitzchakama, he says, no, Ano anishti. He says, I caused his death. And the Gemara explains why. Rav Nachma Yitzchak Rish Kalahav. Rav Nachma Yitzchak was the one who would lecture for the public on Shabbos. This is called the Kala. The drasha from Shabbos is called the Kala. And he was the Reish. He was the one that darshaned. Now, Kol Yaimim Mikmei Dinei LeKala. Every day before he would go up to give the drasha on Shabbos for the Kala, doesn't mean the bride. It means this drasha that was given on Shabbos for the public. Marit Bahadei, Rav Adar Bar Abba Lishmaite. So Rav Adar Bar Abba would run through the topic, the drasha they was going to give with him, and Bahadur Ayla Kala, then he would go in to give his lecture. Now, who Yemen, but that day, Noktura Papa Rav Hunda Beredi Bishua, Rav Adar Bar Abba. But Rav Papa and Rav Hunda Beredi Bishua grabbed and took hold of Rav Adar Bar Abba, Mishum Dulahavi Bisayuma, because they weren't by the Siyum. Some say that means to say they weren't by the conclusion of the council of Maker of Nachman to the Reish Kala, so they didn't know that he was needed for preparing with Rav Nachman his drasha. Or some say that, no, they weren't by the Siyum, by the conclusion of Rav's lecture, that Rav had lectured on the Shabbos on Yom Tiv, the halachas that are said in the last paragraph of Masechtas Bechairis. So Amr Leid, they said to Rav Adar Bar Abba, Eimelon Hani Shmeitzi Demaisa Behema, say over to us, that topic of Maisa Behema, which every 10th animal has to be given as Maiser to the Kayin, which is in the last paragraph of Masechtas Bechairis, and Rav had said it at the end of his lecture, Heicha Amrina Rav, how did Rav say? We weren't there, please go ahead and tell us what he had said. So Amalahu, so Rav Adar Bar Abba said, Hachi Amar Rav, this is what Rav said, and this is what Rav said. He went through the whole lecture. Now, Adahachi Nagalil of Nachman Yitzchak, in the meantime, Rav Adar Bar Abba was being held up by these two Tamid Chachamim, so he was delayed in coming to Rav Nachman Yitzchak. Velos Rav Adar Bar Abba, Rav Abba didn't come. Rav Nachman Yitzchak was being held up and giving his lecture. He had to first run it through with Rav Adar Bar Abba. Now, Amalei Rabbanim, but the Tamidim of the Yeshiva who came to hear the Drasha, said Rav Nachman Yitzchak, kum, get up, the Nagalon, it's getting late. Lama Yosef Mar, why is the master sitting around? Look at the clock, it's getting late. So Amalahu, he said to them, Yesivna v'kod natrana, and the Gir says, Natrana, la'arsid Rav Adar Bar Abba. He says, I'm sitting and I'm waiting for the coffin of Rav Adar Bar Abba. And I'm waiting that, essentially, that because he's going to die. In other words, he's saying that he's going to die because of the pain that he caused me, that he didn't come to help me look into my lecture like he always does. And it was a short time later that the word got out that Rav Adar Bar Abba had passed away. And it was because of that the pain that he was waiting for him and he couldn't give his lecture. It says the Gemara, Mistabed Rav Nachman Yitzchak Anche. And the Gemara says, logical that who really was the cause of his death? Is Rav Nachman Yitzchak who said that I'm waiting for his coffin to come because the pain that I went through, that he was delaying me and I couldn't go ahead and give my lecture. And the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, and continuing a theme of these Mishnayis of this Perek, regarding although someone's doing something in his property, still can't do whatever he wants to if it's going to cause some type of a damage to his neighbor's property. So the Mishnah says, Misha Yikaisli Samach L'Kais Raber, someone whose wall was next to his friend's wall. So Lo Yismach L'Kais L'Acher, he's not going to go ahead and put a different wall near it. Elim Kin Hirchik Mimena Arba Amas, unless he distances by an area of 4 amos, which the Gemara will explain what exactly is this case, what there is, how many walls are there, why, what does it mean, another wall? Now, moreover, says the Mishnah, Hachalainos, if someone, one of the neighbors, had windows that are open up, where there's nothing blocking, opening up to his friend's courtyard, and he already had that chazakah, he already had that presumptive state for 3 years already, and now his neighbor from his courtyard wants to now build a wall. So that's what the Mishnah says. He has to estimate, he has to give a distance of 4 amos. Bain milmalon. Whether if, let's say, he's coming to make the wall next to his neighbor's window very high, it has to be at least 4 amos higher than the guy's window. Or bain milmatan. Whether he's coming to make a very low wall, he has to make it at least 4 amos lower than that guy's window. As the Gemara will explain the reason for this. Bain kinegdan. Same thing is also, if opposite the guy's window, he has to distance from the window an area of 4 amos. It has to be 4 amos. So 4 amos away from the window and higher and lower. Now, the Gemara asks a question where, as Taisa explains, the Gemara's assumption is that the case of Mishnah is talking about where the guy originally had a wall next to his neighbor's wall, and then it collapsed. Because the words, as actually we see on Amud Bey, sounds like that. It says, Misha Hayu Kaisli Samach L'Kaisach Aver. It says, someone that had a wall next to his friend's wall, so he cannot put a different wall within Dalet Amos. So on that, the Gemara's question is, it sounds like, so you're not allowed to put a wall next to four Amos of your friend. So ask the Gemara, B'kamehecha Samach. So how did he put up the first wall next to the friend's wall within Dalet Amos? In other words, saying, if there was a wall and it collapsed, so the new wall can't be within Dalet Amos. What about the first one? First one was, how is the first one able to be within Dalet Amos? So Amar Rabbi Yehudi says, no, Hachakama, this is what the Mishnah is saying as they continue to Amud Beis. Someone that's coming to initially put up a wall next to his friend's wall, lo yismach, he's not allowed to put it right next to the guy's wall, unless he distances an area of four amas. So that's what it means. Kaisel acher means a different wall, meaning in contrast to that neighbor's wall, a different wall, but he never had a wall up from before. On that maskeb l'rava, as we had explained already in the Gemara's question, the way Tais explained it, but the words in the Mishnah are someone that had a wall next to his friend's wall, so it sounds like he already had, it just fell down. And now it's saying the different wall that he wants to replace it, that can be within Dalet Amos. So again, how was then the first wall up? So rather the Rabbi explains, this is what the Mishnah is saying. You're right. It's talking about that there was a wall, then it fell, and you're putting up a new wall. And you're right. The first one also you can't have within Dalet Amos. It was also at least four Amos away, but it fell down. And that says the Mishnah, lo yismach lekoisel acher, you now go ahead and make the new wall close. In other words, it can't be very close. You can't make it closer now to the other friend's wall, elam ken hirchim emena dalet amas, unless you're at distance at least dalet amas. So you could make it, if it was 10 amas away, you could make it now 5 amas away, but you can't make it closer than having 4 amas area. My time, what's the reason? Explains Rava, the rationale of the halacha of our Mishnah, because the dav shadahacha mali lahasam. This that people, they step when they're walking between these two walls, between these two neighbors, that helps actually provide for the structure of the walls, because it hardens the ground of the foundation of the walls that it shouldn't collapse. Now, that's the chiddush of the Mishnah, that of course if it's his first wall, then for sure it has to be an area of Dalet Amos. But we're saying even if there were two walls and therefore people would walk between the two walls and it already stepped down and hardened the ground to make the basis for the wall stronger, even now that it fell down and that it was already davsha, still you can't make it closer than Dalet Amos. You have to keep that distance so that people continue to walk over there to give support for the foundation of the walls. Now, Amar Ravi qualifies this halacha. He says, Leishanu l'kitz l'gina. This halacha of the Mishnah, which Rava explained, is because of davsha, because of people stepping, that we want that so it hardens the ground. That was only said by the wall of a vegetable garden, because people don't usually step within the walls of the garden. So we need to have that people should walk on the outside of the garden. So you can't make your wall less than Dalet Amos, because then it's going to be too narrow, no one's going to walk over there. And we need people to walk at least on the outside of the garden, because no one walks on the inside of the garden. And then the wall could collapse. Aval Kaisel Chatzim, it says, Rab, but if it's the wall of a courtyard, in Balis Mechsaimach, then if you want to make it even within Dalet Amos, you could, because there people walk on the inside of a courtyard. So that itself will harden the ground on the inside, then you don't need it to be hard on the outside. You can make his wall even within Dalet Amos of the other neighbor's wall. He disagrees. He says, no, Echad Kaisel Gina ve'echad Kaisel Chatzar, whether the wall of a garden or whether the wall of a courtyard, in Balismech in the Semech, if you want to make it closer than Dalet Amos, you're not allowed to make it closer. Now, Amr B'Yisrael Chanina says, V'loy Plegi, they're actually not disagreeing. Ha Be'ir Yeshana. One of them is talking about by an old city. That's what Rav was talking about. Habir Chadasha. Rabbi Ishi was talking about by a new city where the ground in the whole city wasn't hardened and stepped on yet. So then even the wall of a courtyard needs davsha. So although, yes, people are going to be walking on the inside, but we still need a lot of davsha. So then we even need the people on the outside to walk to harden the entirety of the ground. And therefore, that's where Rabbi Ishi said that halacha would apply even to a kaisel of a chatzar, that you can't make your wall within Dalet Amos of the neighbor's wall. Now, in this interpretation of the halacha of our Mishnah, from Rava, where he explained the reason for the halacha of why you have to have an area of Dalet Amos is for davshas, that people should be able to walk over there so that they're going to harden the ground, and that the Gemara actually asked Tanan from the Seifa of our Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Hachaloinois, if regards to windows, if someone has a window that's looking out on his friend's courtyard, so he said now if the other neighbor wants to now make his own wall, so he said, Beimamalan, whether higher, or Beimamatan, whether lower, or Beimamakanegna, whether at a distance, you need to have an area of Arba Amas, or four Amas. Now, says the Gemara, B'tani Allah, we learn that Brais that explains the halacha of this part of the Mishnah, that Milmalan, in the height, meaning if you're coming to elevate the measurement of the wall, you have to make at least higher 4 amas, kadesh lo yotzitz, so that he shouldn't be able to look in when he leans over his wall and bend his head down to look into the guy's window. So if you make at least 4 amas higher than his window, that's not going to be a problem, because or else he's going to be able to bend over and v'yira, he'll see into that guy's window and he's going to see what he's doing in his house, which is going to damage his hezekriya, it's damaging for the person. Now, milmatan, if you regard to lower than the guy's window, you have to make it lower at least by dalet amas, shlo yamid, that this neighbor shouldn't stand on the thickness of the top of his wall, the urine will be able to see in. So dalet amas, 8 feet, is generally higher than the person could see in. That will be good for lower. Now, umekenegdan, and at a distance, you have to distance it, so that shlo yafel, that it shouldn't darken the guy's window. If you're going to make a wall right by his window, it's going to darken his window. So then you have to distance it an area that it doesn't darken it, which actually the Tana, the Braisa, does not give a measurement for how far the distance has to be regarding the walls and the window. Our Mishnah did, but here the Braisa doesn't say. But one thing the Gemara uses from the Braisa to ask on Rava, the way he interprets the halacha of the Mishnah is, it sounds like taimish lo yafel. That the reason why the guy who's putting up a wall next to his friend's wall, which has a window, is so, because the case is talking about that there's a window, that it shouldn't darken the guy's window, meaning the light that comes into his house. Al-Mashum Davsha, but because of stepping on the ground, let's say when there is no windows, it sounds like for the price of that loy, that then you wouldn't have to distance the wall that you're making opposite that other guy's wall. So obviously, sinalek rubber, that would not concern for Davsha. Now, Tosis points out from the Ri that the Gemara could have answered that it's talking about the Ir Yeshana, which we said before that when it's an old city, then you don't need Davsha. But still, the Gemara wanted to say it like a new city because it sounds like similar to the Resha of the Mishnah, which seems like where Rava was saying is talking about Davsha, the Seif of the Mishnah was talking about Chalainas, would seemingly also be talking about the same halacha of Davsha. So then the question is, but it sounds like that you don't need Davsha. That from the Braisa, it seems like the only reason we have to separate the wall is because of the windows. Says the Gemara, Hachamai Skin, and what are we talking about over here in the Braisa? Is Bebob Min Hatzad, is where the guy who's making his wall opposite the other guy's wall is not making it parallel to the length of the first guy's wall, rather, he's making it perpendicular to the side of that guy's wall. Meaning, if let's say one guy made his wall from east to west, this guy's coming to make it from north to south. Now, that means to say the edge of the wall, that just the thickness of the wall, is opposite that guy's window and darkening his window. With there, there's no concern for Davsha because that's just a little bit. The rest of the wall, everyone walks on the length of that guy's wall. So it's going to be pressing down. It's just a little bit the thickness of this guy's wall, which is perpendicular and it ends right by where that guy's window. That's where we said this halacha of, okay, so then you have to distance it an area that it doesn't darken his window. Because there, Davsha doesn't apply. Our Mishnah, however, says that that there is a concern, whereas when you have two walls that are parallel because of the halacha of Davsha. Now, ask the Gemara, Vakama. The Tan of the Braisa did not give a measurement how much you have to distance in the distance, not for height or lower. You have to distance Kadesh Layafa that it doesn't darken his window. How much is that? So Amar Yeva says, who is Chamud the Ashen Bar Nadvach, he was the father-in-law of Ashen Bar Nadvach, he said, Mishmei the Rav, name of Rav, Kimloi Reichiv Chaloin. How much is the width of a regular window, which is a tefach? That's how far he has to distance the wall that he's making perpendicular to that guy's wall, not to block the light from that guy's window. Now, that the Gemara asked, but Valoi, since he's making the wall just a distance of a tefach, so it's very close to that other guy's wall, so then even if he's going to make the wall very high, which we said, okay, so you have to make it high or lower so that it doesn't look into the guy's window. Here you're saying you're making a tefach away so it doesn't block the light. But the problem is, if he's only making it a tefach away, so even if he makes it very high, he could still be matzis. He could then look into the guy's window because he's very close. So how does that help in regards to the other problem, not of blocking the light, but of looking into the guy's house, which we're concerned about? Rav Zvid, he says, no, but madre es koyster, we're talking about where the guy made the top of his wall on a slant, and it slants towards his windows. So therefore, it's not fit neither to stand on the wall or to bend over on the wall because you'll fall over. So there's no concern about looking in. So since there's no problem about blocking the light because you're a tefach over, and moreover, you don't have the concern of looking in because you can't stand up or bend over on the wall, which is slanted, and so you can't balance yourself, therefore there's no problem about looking into this house. Now, however, the Gemara asks, that we said for an explanation of the halacha of the Braisa, that you're not allowed to block the guy's light, says how far they have to distance the wall is going to be an area of a tefach. On that, asks the Gemara, but ba'anantna, we learned our Mishnah, arba amas, you have to distance it 4 amas. Now, as Tesis points out, that our Mishnah is also talking about regards to the safe of the Mishnah of the windows of blocking the light is also when the walls are perpendicular. Now, the reason for that is because it would sound like from the halacha of the seifa of our Mishnah that since there's no concern about davsha, how do we know there's no concern about davsha? Because it only mentions the concern about the windows, whether higher or lower or distant. Sounds like that the problem is because of the windows, because if it was because davsha, anyway you would need dalet amos, as we said in the reisha of the Mishnah, which Rav had explained that halacha is because of you need to step on the ground. So if in the seifa of the Mishnah it's only concerned about the windows, obviously it's not parallel, because parallel anyways you need dalet amos. So it must be perpendicular. If it's perpendicular, you just said that all you need is a tefach of a distance, and here you're saying you need to have dalet amos. So it's gemara like kasha, it's not difficult. Kan meruach achas. Here, in the Braisa that we said, all you need to do is shift over the wall from the guy's window, 1 tefach. So although, let's say, it was perpendicular, directly going opposite the guy's window, that is going to block all the light, so we have to shift it over to the side by a tefach. Kan mishtei ruchis. But in our Mishnah that says that you're concerned about blocking the light, and that you're making walls that are perpendicular to his house, to his wall, it's going to block the window, it's that you're making actually 2 walls on either side of his windows. There you need to have dalet amos, because if you're having 2 walls, even if let's say each wall are a tefach removed on either side of the window, but you have 2 walls, so the sun can't come from either direction, then you have to distance it by dalet amos, then you'll have enough sunlight coming into his window, even though you have 2 walls surrounding it. But that's why you need to have 4 amos, in contrast to the Braisa, it says all you need is a tefach. Zimor says, Toshima. Gemara continues asking on Rava's interpretation of the halacha of our Mishnah of Davsha, and that's why the Mishnah says you need to distance dalet amos in the reisha of the Mishnah from the neighbor's wall, because you need that people should be able to step in it to harden the ground, from Toshima, from the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says another halacha of the Esakaisel, you have to distance making your wall min hamaschila, from the neighbor's gutter, which is a large pipe that is placed along the length of the wall, on top of the wall of that guy's house, where all the rainwater from the roof drips into the gutter, and it takes it and drips down into the ground. Now, if the length of that guy's wall goes along the entire length of his friend's courtyard, and on his house there's a gutter, so the coming Mishnah says, so the guy has to distance, if he wants to build a wall on the side of that guy's house, which has this gutter, he has to distance it in an area of dalet amos along the entire length of that guy's gutter. Says the Mishnah, why? So that this guy could have room to put up a ladder, which you have to do on an angle, so that he can get up to fix his gutter, because sometimes gutters get clogged with earth and rocks that fall in it, and it stops all the rainwater from coming down and it causes all types of problems. So the guy needs to have room to put an angle, a ladder to get up, that he needs an area of dalet amos. So if you're building a wall, you got to distance dalet amos from that guy, from the neighbor's gutter. On that, asks the Gemara, time mishum sulam. So it sounds like the reason why you need to give dalet amos is because the guy needs room for his ladder. Amishum dav shaloi, but because of that, how about the wall structure itself? Forget about the gutter that's on top of the wall. The wall itself, you said, you need to have dalet amos of space that people can walk through to make provide the substance, the hardness of the ground. So according to you, why do you have to say, because as the coming Mishnah says, because of the ladder that it has to make, just because of the ground you have to give dalet amos? That says the Gemara, that's not difficult. What are we talking about in this halacha? The next Mishnah, b'meschila mishupas. We're talking about where that the guy's beams on his roof are on a slant, and they actually extend beyond the wall of his house into the courtyard. Now, the gutter is at the edge of the roof, and it's drawn from the wall into the courtyard. Now, therefore, if not for the fact that he needed room for a ladder to climb up and fix the gutter, actually, you would not need to distance from the edge of the roof, because the imishum dav shehu, because if the concern would be because of that you need people to step, they could actually go ahead and walk underneath the out what extends from the roof, because the roof extends Dalet Amos outward, and that's where the gutter is. People have room to walk, or they can walk underneath the roof part, and that it will harden the ground for the wall itself. The only thing is that, but the guy needs a ladder further out to be able to climb up onto the gutter. That's where you need Dalet Amos from the gutter, but that doesn't contradict Rabbi's halacha that, yes, if the roof ended exactly where the wall would, then you wouldn't need the halacha of the gutter. Then you're right, you would need Dalet Amos, like the halacha of our Mishnah, of the davsha, just to have people be able to walk, and therefore it's not a difficulty on the interpretation of Rabbi, the halacha of our Mishnah, where when the guy, either initially or when the fools are coming to make a wall, he's got to give a distance of Dalet Amos so that people could walk in that space between the two walls to harden the ground that the walls have support. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, again continuing the theme of these Mishnayos, regarding even if you're doing something in your own property, you have to distance that it shouldn't cause any damage to the neighbor. So the Mishnah says, "Mechikin es asulim min hashevach." If, let's say, one of the neighbors has a dovecot in his courtyard, that's where the doves live, and it's right near the wall that's between the two courtyards, and now his friend wants to put up a ladder in his courtyard near the wall, so it says the Mishnah, he has to distance his ladder from the dovecot, arba amas, a distance of 4 amas. Why? Kadesh le tikbat hanemiya, so that this creature, the small animal called a marten, should not go ahead and jump from the ladder to the dovecot and kill the doves. Because if the wall, if the ladder is right next to the wall, which and the guy's dovecot is on the other side, right there by the wall, the animal could jump and kill the doves. Therefore, so not to cause damage to him, you could put up a ladder, but you got to distance the Dalet Amos from that guy's dovecot. Now, that's another halacha, which we mentioned just before, also that if you're putting up a wall, you have to distance it Dalet Amos from the neighbor's gutter, that he has room to put up a ladder to be able to climb up to fix his gutters, and if you can put the wall right by his gutter, he's not going to have room to put up a ladder to fix it when he needs to. Now, the Gemara says, Lei masnit lekra b'yesi. Shall we say that our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yesi, who he just has a dispute with Rabbanan at the end of this parak regarding a halacha of if a person is allowed to plant a tree in his property next to his friend's pit in his property? Now, as Rashi points out, there are actually many things in our Mishnah that definitely cannot be like Rabbi Yesi. Just what the Gemara is asking is, should we say that even this idea regarding the halacha of the ladder and the dovecot are not like Rabbi Yesi? Says the Gemara, why? Because the Rabbi Yisi, if Rabbi Yisi would be like the town of our Mishnah, Ha'amar, he says, he says, what am I concerned? I'm allowed to plant in my property. You could put a pit in your property. Although my tree is going to have roots and it's going to go and ruin your pit, fine. But that's not my fault. I could do in my property and you do in your property. Whatever happens, happens. So seemingly, it's not like the halacha of our Mishnah that says, nope, you got to be concerned. You can't just do whatever you want in your property. You have to distance your ladder. You have to distance your wall. Seemingly, it's not like Rabbi Yisi. Says the Gemara, not Philotem Rabbi Yisi, you could say it's even like Rabbi Yisi. Because so Amar Rav Ashi qualified and he said, Ki avina beir of Kahana hava Amma, when we were by the yeshiva of Kahana, he said, that Maidu Rabbi Yisi begire dide. Rabbi Yisi agrees by the person's own arrows, if it's coming directly the damage from the homeowner himself, that is going to be forbidden even according to Rabbi Yisi. Meaning, a tree, you plant a tree, and then Hashem, through the medium of nature, causes it to harm the guy's pit. Fine, that you're allowed to do. But if you're going to do something in your property which directly is going to cause damage to the other neighbor, that you're not allowed to do. So says the Gemara, Hachanami, so the same thing you could say in the Halach of our Mishnah, that Zimnan de Bahadi de Monechle, at times, that it could be that the moment that you're putting the ladder next to the wall, which is right next to that guy's dovecot, when you're still holding onto the ladder, Yasva Bechor, that marten will be sitting in a hole. The kufta, in that moment when you're still holding onto the ladder, will jump onto the ladder and jump onto the dovecot because it's waiting to eat those doves. So since that's going to be like a direct cause, it's not going to be that you put up the ladder and then it comes. It's when you're putting the ladder, your action is going to be the arrows causing damage to the neighbor. That even Rabbi Yisi agrees is forbidden. Now that the Gemara asks, but v'hagramahu, even though it's a direct cause that is through the actions of the neighbor, but ultimately, it's still an indirect causation. It's still a grum. It's not his own action. He didn't do something that directly caused damage. It's still only causation. because he did something which then put something else into effect, which allowed the matron to jump up. So that says Amar Rav Tuvi Bar Masna Zaysemer. So what we can infer from this, that if we want to say that Rabbi is the Tanav Mishnah, that Grumma ben Nizak and Asr, that causation by damages are forbidden. In other words, even according to the opinion, which is the Machlekes and Baba Kama, that we are not what's called Doin Din de Garmi, that is to say that if someone caused damage to someone else through causation, not directly, he's exempt from paying, but even that opinion would hold it's forbidden to cause. So therefore, when someone is about to put into place something that could then cause damage, his friend could stop. So therefore, that's the halacha of a mishnah. The Rebbe would agree where if it's the person's own arrows, that you're not allowed to. So although it's grumma, and yes, he would be exempt if it happened, but to initially go ahead and do that, that's usur, and therefore his friend could stop him. Even according to Rebbe Yisi, the halachas of a mishnah, and putting the ladder and putting the wall. Now, the Gemara brings an incident related to the halacha we just mentioned. That Rav Yisuf Havalei Hanu Tali. Rav Yisuf had these small palm trees. The Havu that were, as we continue to talk about Gimlam and Aleph, Asu Umni. That there were these blood letters that came, the Yasvi Tusayu and these beautiful palm trees, they came and they would sit underneath it. Now, and they would do their profession of letting blood there right under his palm trees. Now the problem was, Asu Urvi Akhli Dama. Now ravens would come and they would eat up the blood that was there because of the blood letters. Now, the problem with that was, for Rabbi Yisuf, was Sulki Abay Tali Gumaf Seitami. They would jump up onto his palm trees and would ruin his dates that he had there. So Amar Rabbi Yisuf, said to them, Afiku li kurkur mehacha. Get rid of me of this kurkur, which he was referring to the ravens that, because of their shrieks, they it's like they go kurkur. So he's saying, get rid of this kurkur for me. In other words, what he was telling them was, don't let your blood here anymore because you're causing the ravens to come here. So I'm like, Abaya said to Rabbi Yisuf, but Vagramuhu, it's just causation. They're not doing any damages. They're letting blood, which is causing blood to be there, which is causing the ravens to come, which is causing them to go on your tree and causing damage. So on that, they're not chayiv. Amalei, so he said to him, but Hacham Rav Tuvi Bar Masna, which we said before, Zaysemes, what that tells us is that even if you say Grama ben Nizakin is potter from Teshlumen, but Grama ben Nizakin aser, but it tells us, but initially they're not allowed to go ahead and do that, it's forbidden, and therefore I could stop them from coming into my property and doing this Grama ben Nizakin. But that has to buy, but they already have a chazakah of coming many times and doing this over here. And the chazakah says that they already have this presumed permission to do this. And that says Rav Yisro, Amar Rav Nachum, Amar Rav Barvua, that in chazakah l'nezakah. There is no chazakah for nezakah. If someone's doing something many times, which generally say that we have a presumption that what he's doing he had permission to do, but when it's something that's causing damage, there's no chazakahs, and therefore they don't have any chazakah that I can't get rid of them. Now that asked back Abaya, but v'lavit ma'alah, didn't we learn in regards to that halacha, the Rav Mari Amri says, what do we mean when we say there's no chazaka for nizakin? It means like bakutra, where if someone's causing smoke, or Rav Zvid Amri says, beves akise, in the bathroom where in Talmudic times they had it where people would go to relieve themselves on the ground, which are visible, where that's how their bathrooms were, that is a type of damage that there's no chazaka, but other types of damage, like in your case, Rabbi Yisro, where all they're doing is that the ravens are coming out to the tree, that we would say that there is a chazakah for their letting blood, and if you can't stop them from coming anymore. On that Amalei, and that Rabbi Yisro responded to Abaye, no. Hani lididi, this incident, which the ravens are coming onto my palm tree and ruining my dates, da'anina da'atoy, that I am a very delicate, sensitive person, ki kutru uvesa kise damali. To me, it's the equivalent as if there's smoke, and that as if someone took my property and turned it into a bathroom, and therefore it's considered that extent of nizakin, which we say that in chazakal nizakin, and therefore I could eject them, I could get rid of them. Because as Tesis brings, the Rav Yisuf was very delicate, as the Gemara says in Avri Pesachim, Nefkofir Gimel Mabez, that there are three people that their lives are not a life. People that have too much mercy, people that get too angry, and people that are very anine das, they're very delicate sensitivities, hypersensitive. That Rav Yisuf said, "V'kulu isnu bi, and all those things apply to me," which teaches someone a moral lesson that even if you have all these problems, you could still live and lead a great life like Rav Yisuf did. But he said he was so delicate, where ravens on his trees was so repulsive to him, like as if someone turned his house into a laboratory or smoking the whole thing up. And therefore, you would say that in chazakal nizakin, and therefore he could get rid of them because grama ben nizakin is awesome.